This is KCUR 89.3. A luthier can spend months making a single-stringed musical instrument. When Kansas City musician Julian Davis decided he wanted a new mandolin for the annual Folk Alliance International Conference this week, he asked Mark Fransky to build him a special one. KCUR's Julie Denishay tells us what happened next.
At a workbench in his West Plaza shop, mandolin luthier Mark Fransky is cutting mother-of-pearl with the jeweler saw. Mandolins often feature a decorative inlay of natural shell on the peghead and ebony fretboard. It's detailed work that requires a steady hand.
I've got a pretty good idea of what needs to be cut first, the order that everything needs to be cut so that I don't break the piece.
Fransky spent the past decade building mandolins. He says he's searching for a specific quality of sound.
I like to describe it as kind of a deep woody tone on the low strings and clear trebles on the high strings, so that it doesn't sound like a brand new kind of thin sounding mandolin. It sounds like it's already maybe got a little bit of age to it.
Last fall, Fransky caught the attention of a young musician. Julian Davis is known for his championship flat picking skills on the guitar. Davis and his band, the Hayburners, have regular gigs in Kansas City. And recently, the bluegrass trio competed on a national stage on America's Got Talent. Over the summer, Davis started playing mandolin and wanted Fransky to build him one.
What I was really looking for originally in a mandolin is something I can just speed around on, because I have a habit of speed, and trying to find a mandolin that can capture that is so hard. It's kind of like a jump. You either have a really bad mandolin or you have a really, really good one. There's honestly no in between.
By January, Fransky had Davis's instrument half built. He'd strung it up and invited Davis to stop by the store to give the unvarnished mandolin a test drive. Davis says he was looking for a big sound and a vintage look.
Super excited. Let's see how it sounds. My fingers are cold. I can't play.
To get one exactly how I want it is different, completely different than what it would be to buy an F5 mandolin off the shelf.
See, I play all the way up to the very top of the neck. And a lot of the times you'll find, especially in mandolins, that they're not as even, you know. It's a perfect match. And that's such an important thing to me, because I really have to have that consistency, because I will play every single note on the instrument, and it's got to be in tune to my ear at least.
Davis was happy with the sound, and this was good news for Fransky. He says he wanted to build a mandolin for Davis when he first heard him play last summer.
No, I'm excited to have this in Julian's hands. When I heard him play the mandolin after just 3 weeks of having one in his hands, I knew that it was going to become his instrument, and I told him that I want to put one of my mandolins in his hands.
A few weeks later, Fransky's back at the bench, hunched over Davis's mandolin. He's scraping stray stain from a light band of binding trim. Fransky says there's a moment for him when each instrument begins to awaken.
It really starts coming alive when you glue the neck to the body, and then the sound really transfers through the whole instrument. This is just scraping a piece of wood. This is scraping a mandolin. You can hear it actually resonate through. This instrument it's gonna be very alive. It just is really responsive.
Things were going well until in the weeks leading up to the Folk Alliance conference, the weather was too humid for Fransky to spray the final coats of varnish.
You know, if it's not done by the deadline, which it won't be, then that's just the way it is. We'll just extend the deadline.
For Julian Davis, the disappointment of not having his new mandolin for Folk Alliance was outweighed by the magic of having a hand-built instrument.
It's already talking to me. It's radiating in a certain way. I can feel it. I can feel it getting closer to being finished and closer to getting to take it out and play it everywhere.
I'll be excited just to see where all Julian can take it. Because I don't think there's any limit to where he's going to go with it.
And for Fransky, the reward for many hours of carving and sanding will be seeing a young player making music. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Julie Deneche.
You'll find photos and a 360-degree video of Julian Davis playing his unfinished mandolin at kcur.org/arts.